Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say great is my God. Great is my God. And greatly to be praised. Say I will bless the Lord right now. I will bless the Lord right now. For he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. I don't care if my toe aches. I will bless the Lord. I don't care if I left mad with Sam. I will bless the Lord. For he is worthy. Say, Lord. Your word says that I should bless you at all times. And your praises will continually be in my mouth. You are clothed with majesty and honor. And I honor you today. I honor you today. I honor you today. I dare not, Lord, I dare not give you less than my best. Because you have given your best for me. Hallelujah. 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 Say, Lord, you are my strong tower. I am righteous and I run into you and I am safe. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. So, Lord, I thank you that my gift makes room for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, there's nothing that you won't do for me that's in your word. And there's nothing that's in your word that I won't do. Hallelujah. So I'm changing right now. I'm changing right now. I'm changing right now. I'm changing right now into your image and after your likeness. My body and my soul is connecting. It's connecting with my spirit, which is connected to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give him a personal praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give him a personal praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give him a personal praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is so much. There is so much. There is so much. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. I don't have an order for this. I'm going to get to my message in just a minute. I don't have an order for this, but you know how these things, screens are disappearing, so I better pull it up while I read it while I got it here. But she talked about, let me back up to this. She talked about the money for the shipping of boxes. We were talking about it yesterday after prayer. And I was telling them, we got in a little bit of financial dilemma because Bishop misread the balance. And that's another story. But I was talking about that. And I was saying, well, you know, it costs $450 to ship 50 boxes. And I'm thinking, maybe we ought to not ship that many. And so we talked about it and told them some things they could do to pack the boxes. Just put the same thing in every box for every age group. You know what you're going to get. And anyway, they counted the money and they said $56. I said, that is not much. That's what I was thinking. But thank you for your change now. You know, that's good for you just dropping change here. That's good. Keep on dropping your change. And after this is over, we'll keep on dropping change. And then when next year, we'll have double, triple. Amen. Amen. But about 10 o'clock last night, I was thinking on that, and I'm on the wrong text. And the Lord started talking to me. And he just blessed me out, so to speak. Now, and especially about what I got to talk today. In other words, I'm paraphrasing. Just look at what you said. Just look at what you said about $450. I didn't ask you to get it. I just asked the church, I asked you to believe me for it. So I texted the two people I was talking to, and I sent them. I said, Holy Ghost just convicted me to repent concerning the ungodly doubt-filled words that I spoke to you concerning the OCC boxes. Forgive me. I kill them, and they will not produce a crop. Now agree with me. Ministering angels, go and bring the $450 need to ship the boxes and whatever else is needed to fill each box with good things in Jesus' name. Amen. Did he do it? Did he do it? See, I got more confidence that he was going to do it. I just didn't know how or when. Yesterday morning in prayer, it was after 8:30. 8:36, I looked at my time while I was praying. And so it was between 8:36 and 8:50. I got a vision. It was a quick vision, but I saw a deer coming down. I said, Bishop's going to get his deer today, this morning. Because he had said, I won't kill one in the evening, especially, if it's not early in the evening. It's too hard to get them out, if they're off in the mountain. It's too hard to get them out before it gets dark. So we had agreed that he's going to kill a deer in the morning. And so when we were closing out, the Holy Ghost said some things and started ministering and saying some things. And I was hesitant to say, Bishop will get his deer, got his deer this morning. But I said it. And then one long after I got home, I get a text message with a picture of a deer, 10 point. So I have faith now for a lot of other things. And that's what Bishop said on the prayer line. Those of you who were on there, taking time to do this. Those of you who were on there, he said that we're going to start having dreams and we're going to start seeing visions. You got that? We're going to start having dreams and we're going to start seeing visions. I'm going to let children go in just a minute. And seeing visions. And so, God just turned around and did it the same week he said it. So you can start looking forward to that. Now, don't go seeking dreams. Don't go seeking visions. Just know it's God when you see one. Amen? Amen. So I got another text message this morning and yesterday from Toya. Therese and them are with Pastor Tracy in thing. And it's amazing that she talked about offenses. And she talked about offenses. And I said, God is one God, right? He is so connected. Amen. But she sent this. That Pastor, even Pastor Tracy, and I know you were agreeing, Pastor Tracy and Lori said they were believing God that they'd get a deer. And this is ministered last night. Love his word so much that nothing can ever possibly offend you. Love, say that. Say, I love his word so much that nothing can ever possibly offend me. And then it says, it will accelerate your harvest like never before. I'm telling you, look what Kathy did. This may be my preaching. I plan to let y'all go now, but I'm just going to follow be led. Listen to what Kathy said. She said, I was about to have a Harvey, but I didn't. If she had the Harvey, that $500 would still be where it was. I guarantee you. But she didn't take the offense, and it accelerated. Everybody say harvest. Don't put obstacles in front of your harvest by walking in the flesh. The harvest is now. Say that. Say, my harvest is now. I try to get away from this, and I'm going to stop trying to get away from stuff God tells me. We are not a traditional church. We are not a traditional people. We are a peculiar people. So I am a peculiar person. The Bible says you are. The Bible says you are.